This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
So suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, second hour from the International Association for Colon Therapists in St. Petersburg, Florida. I think I am going to need some extra colon hydrotherapy after this week because I it's like going back in time, Super Don. Now that there's organic fast food, I'm reliving my childhood, right? Burgers, fries, shakes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? I had went to a farm-to-table restaurant that had organic potato french fries that they fry in duck fat. I'm like, I've never had that. I was like, duck fat? I'm like, oh, my gosh. You eat one, and you're like, yeah, I know. You think, I've never had fries before when you do that. It's crazy. I'm like, you know. But I'm at the whims of other people taking me around a little bit, but it's all clean food. But I'm telling you, it's just not my normal now diet. I'm a little bit splurgy, but it's sort of like being on a summer break for a moment. You know, it kind of feels like that. I've got the family with me, and there's a lot of other folks that, you know, I know and love dearly. They're here, and we're having a good time. But I'm just saying, there's going to be something to pay for this kind of even clean eating. I'm just warning myself.
Well, now I got to ask nobody else you, listen. Though. Did this burger place that you went to, did they have mac and Cheetos?
I've never heard mac and Cheetos?
Yeah, have you seen
I've heard
this?
Mac and Cheetos.
It's in the news. Burger King has just announced a new product that's going to be going nationwide, and it's a deep-fried stick of macaroni and cheese encrusted in a Cheetos-flavored shell called mac and Cheetos.
No, but, you know, the farm-to-table place did have an organic mac and cheese.
Okay. All right.
I didn't have any. We brought some back for the family, and Paul loved it. Paul got in there.
Nice.
My buddy Paul, he was on last night from Echo Water. He just, oh man, he dug it. It was comfort food for him. But we had a great time. They're all out eating, but they promised they're going to bring me back something. And I just want a salad at this point. You know, and I did have some a little bit of salad today, but it wasn't enough. I'm just used to eating a lot more greens. That's why I'm saying. I think I'm going to pay for this, and I'm just saying, I'm being honest with my audience. It's clean, but it's not what I normally eat nowadays.
Well,
but
if you get all plugged up, at least you're in the right place, right?
Exactly. We were at the colon hydrotherapy conference. Speaking of being plugged up or not being plugged up, the CDC says too few people are being screened for colorectal cancer. Too few people are being screened for colorectal cancer. They say they want a goal of 80% of the people in at-risk groups to be screened by 2018. And they're not sure, and until recently, if they could even make that happen or could we have the capacity to do that. I mean, that's let's just be honest, that's a lot of buttholes to be looking at. I'm serious. It's just I don't know if we have enough colorectal people to do that kind of job. 80%, that's how many people? That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people that would have to undergo what I guess in a lot of cases would be like a colonoscopy.
Yes, yeah, and the study estimated that roughly 15 million colonoscopies were performed in 2012, there should be 10.5 million more could be. So over 25 million colonoscopies. Do you guys do colonoscopies? Just got some folks over here. No colonoscopies here. Okay, just check. See, there's already not enough people.
Are you talking to some colon hydrotherapists?
Well, they're here at the conference. I don't know. I'll have to find out what they do. They won't talk on the air. But I did check.
Yeah, I'm just curious. When you become a colon hydrotherapist, I'm assuming that you're like a trainee to begin with. And in order to get to where you want to go, you have to work from the bottom up, right?
When you're working on advancing your career in colon hydrotherapy, you have to work from the bottom up. That
from
is very
up.
True.
Okay,
you're so perceptive.
Yeah.
But well, you've got it down. You've got it down. All right. Look, let's go back. Let's be serious about this. They're worried about screening. Colorectal cancer, very serious. I know. I'm not making light of it at all. Except that the screening procedure called colonoscopies, it's not without risk. A certain percentage of individuals who go in for the screening technique will come out with potentially life-threatening perforations of the colon wall. And that can lead to sepsis, deadly infections. And I remember, years ago, and I told you about my uncle, who is a medical doctor. He served in the Vietnam War as a medic. I mean, he was I looked up to him, and he told me, don't become a doctor. It's a mess. And this was back in the 70s and 80s. He predicted what was going to happen. But in this case, I remember his wife, my aunt, years ago now, I was still very young, had a colonoscopy, and I heard she was hospitalized because they perforated it, her colon, with the colonoscopy procedure. And she didn't know it. She had a high fever. She nearly died. And they had to put her on intravenous antibiotics just to save her life. And it's like, really? That's a safe detection technology? Now, again, done right, it can determine whether you have a problem in that region of the body. But how about living differently so that you don't have to risk the colonoscopy? Now, that would be nice, I think, because we've got some quotes from folks that have had colonoscopies or are about to get them, and it indicates to me that maybe it would be better just to live differently and not risk it. So do you have that list in front of you, Super Don? I see it's like a 1 through 10. Maybe we can do we can flip-flop through 13. I'll take the first one, and you take the second. How's that?
Well, these are comments from patients while undergoing colon hydrotherapy.
No, colonoscopy, not colon hydrotherapy.
Excuse me. Well, it could be colon hydrotherapy, too, maybe.
Take it easy, doc. You're boldly going where no man has gone before. That's number one on the list.
I guess it depends on who it is.
I don't know. If you want to be funny while they're giving you a colonoscopy, you don't want the person conducting it to start laughing and shaking uncontrollably. That's not a good thing.
Comment number two from a patient getting a colonoscopy. Have you found Amelia Earhart yet?
Oh, yeah. That if someone's really going deep and for a long time, you might ask that question. All right. Well, this was the takeoff on the Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? Is that a microphone, or are you just happy to see me? What's going on in there?
Did you know that guy, he used to do the Verizon commercial? He's now doing commercials for Sprint. Did you notice that?
Traitor.
He switched.
Hey, listen, I guess they gave him a better deal.
All right, so comment number four of a person undergoing a colonoscopy. Oh, boy, that was sphincterific.
You know what? You just got to slap his behind for saying that. That's just horrible. That's not even funny. Are you sphincterific?
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? All right. Okay. Again, you don't want to annoy the person conducting the exam. That could be bad for you. And by the way, no Coke, Pepsi, we switch. Talking about changing. If you remember the old, what was it? The Japanese, the something delicatessen. It was the Ninja Delicatessen. Oh, come on. John Belushi was doing it.
I can't remember the name of it now, but I know exactly
it was in that era of Saturday Night Live. It's just bringing back memories, but he was at Cheeseburger.
Right.
No Coke,
right.
Pepsi, we change. Yeah, I feel like I'm in that zone now with all the organic fast food that's happening. All right, what's the next one?
Comment number six of something someone may say if they are undergoing a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Doctor, in Arkansas, we're now legally married.
Oh, man. That's a bad Arkansas joke. That could be Alabama. It could be Mississippi. They always make jokes about Southerners with that, right? Any sign of the trapped miners, Chief? I guess that's a South American joke. Remember the miners being trapped underground.
Well, how about this one?
Paul
Antonio, this one here.
Yeah.
If you're undergoing a colonoscopy, I dare you to say this. You put your left hand in, you take your left hand out, you do the hokey pokey.
No hokey pokey when you're doing a colonoscopy. Hey, now I know how a Muppet feels. Okay, yeah, that's kind of funny, yeah. Except don't if he's putting his hand up there like that, that's just not right. That's just not right.
Here's one that goes back to, you remember the O.J. Simpson trial?
An O.J. Reference.
Yeah, okay. So imagine this. You could say this. If your hand doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Okay. That's one of those I don't recommend. Hey, Doc, let me know if you find my dignity. Hey, I guess so. It's kind of a little awkward position that you're in at that moment. But
And then this one here. Tell me if you get this one here. Doc, you used to be an executive at Enron, didn't you?
Okay. Yeah, or from the government, right? This last one is a classic. Doc, could you write me a note for my wife saying that my head is not, in fact, up there?
Oh,
that's
yes.
good. That's,
there you
I
go.
I like that one. That's great. All right, well, how do we prevent, you know, for some will say, well, you can't prevent the need for a colonoscopy. I believe you can if you live differently. If you eat lower on the food chain, more organic vegetarian diet.
You will admit, though, there may be times where something like that is absolutely necessary, just like any other type of emergency type situation, intervention type thing, right?
Yeah, but my concern about it is a lot of these screening procedures lead to unnecessary interventions that can create more problems. So it is a fine line to walk, and I realize I don't have an answer for each and every one of you. I want you to just to go in with your eyes open, not necessarily your sphincter open, but if it's needed, I guess. But specific diet, did you snort? Did I just hear you snort?
Yes, I did.
Just,
I'm sorry.
Oh, that was a good, man, oh man, this is a good show already. A specific diet plan works better than drugs for type 2 diabetes. So here's the case of an article that's saying, you know what, a diet shift is better for diabetes than the drugs. Case in point, my argument is a diet shift is better for preventing colon cancer than just sitting there going, eat whatever you want, we'll detect it, and then we'll do surgery on it, we'll give you radiation, we'll give you chemo for it, right? The researchers at Joslin Diabetes Center found that structured nutrition therapy helped patients reach their health goals similar to those of type 2 medications for diabetes with less problems, less complications. Remember, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we know how to reverse type 2 diabetes without fail. And that is to supplement 100 micrograms of a whole food form of GTF chromium 3 times a day, maybe in the worst case scenarios 4 times a day, for a period of weeks to months, and you will see your reliance on any medication to manage your diabetes be reduced to necessity until you no longer need it. We wrote about it in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. If you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, go to unlockthepowertoheal.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. There's a banner for it. Also, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. It's an expanded, updated edition with more information than ever before, including how to deal with lung issues like COPD, pneumonia, asthma, bronchitis, and worse. So, check it out. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. If you're exhausted like I should be, we'll talk about adrenal fatigue when we come back from this break. Go to robertscottbell.com in the meantime.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatment? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Wow, this is an interesting story, Super Don, you found. It's a question, what is adrenal fatigue? The facts about this controversial medical condition. And I always want to just cut to the chase. If you have adrenal fatigue, avoid medical doctors at all costs. Avoid medical doctors at all costs. I'm going to say that unequivocally. Why? Because they say it's not real. There's no evidence that this actually exists. So if you have adrenal fatigue, why are you going to your doctor? Doctor says it's not real. So it must not be what you have, right? Obviously, because the doctors know everything. There's no evidence that says adrenal fatigue is even real. Wow. Dude, I'm just like, they're arguing their way out of all positions of authority when it comes to health and healing. 2 decades later, they have no way to test for the condition. Dude, they still have no way to test for something called AIDS because the HIV test is not even an HIV test. And I still have discussions that annoy me with even medical doctors that are holistically oriented that don't get that point, that a test that has no standard, that can be cross-reactive and nonspecific to 120-plus other conditions, is not a test for what they say it's for. And now the medical professors say, well, there's no proof that adrenal fatigue even exists. Well, then stay away from doctors. They're going to destroy you. If you are tired and exhausted, they will drug you to death. Am I being a little too harsh here, Super Don? As I'm reading this article, I just got annoyed. Not like usual.
Well, okay. It's interesting because what they're doing is they're saying, oh, there's no scientific evidence whatsoever that this even exists. And the one paragraph in here that really got my attention is they say this. They say that symptoms of fatigue, body aches, trouble sleeping, indigestion, nervousness are nonspecific. and could be due to a variety of other diseases, including things like sleeping disorders, depression, or blah, 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 blah. And so they criticize it by saying that to attribute all of those symptoms to a single diagnosis of adrenal fatigue risks missing the detection of other treatable underlying diseases. So I got to give a prop here because, look, they're talking about wanting to treat underlying diseases. Okay, okay, all right, I get that. But tell me something. What other types of diagnoses out there do these doctors say are perfectly fine to use and throw out there that mean basically we don't know, but we're going to give it a name? They're guilty of this all the time.
Including depression.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, well, we're not quite sure what's wrong, so we're going to call it blah.
But you know what that means? When, and they're being honest here. You're right, Super Don. We'll give them props for being honest. Treatable. Things that are treatable. What does that mean? That means that symptoms for which they have drugs.
Yeah.
Well, not that they're curing anything.
Cure. See, I mean, that's just it. They don't know how to cure anything. It's like curing disease is not a part of what goes through these guys' minds. Everything's about treating. That's what they're taught. You treat it. You manage it.
The point is they have no drug for adrenal fatigue, so it can't be a real disease until somebody comes up with a drug for it.
Until they come up, some pharmaceutical company is going to come up out of nowhere somewhere, and they're going to say, hey, look, we now have the drug for adrenal fatigue, and suddenly all the doctors will be like, okay, yeah, we can call it that now.
Well, you could say drugs that reduce cortisol. Cortisol-reducing drugs or something. But, yeah, this is such a clear admission of, we cannot acknowledge that adrenal fatigue is real because if we did, we admit we have no tools for it, and that would be our death knell. Once again, we acknowledge that we don't know squat about anything related to the energy systems of the body, except to say, hey, here, have some caffeine. Super Don would go with that, of course. And we know caffeine is good for you in terms of rectal inversions, right? Going to the liver that way through coffee. But I don't know. I think I'm glad you found this, Super Don. It really is a cool article.
Let me ask you real quick here. Something, the thing that comes to mind is the diagnosis of fibromyalgia. My understanding on that is fibromyalgia is the word they gave for a bunch of symptoms they really don't know why they're happening.
Yeah, pain, inflammation, systemic, inexplicable, nonspecific everywhere.
But they have no problem with that. I mean, that is an acceptable medical term.
Well, it's because they can treat it with antidepressants. Drugs. They can treat it with non-steroidal and steroidal drugs. Exactly right.
To your point.
So you've broken. Thank you. You've broken the matrix. You've broken the medical matrix, Super Don. Thank you for finding that article. That is a perfect article to end the half hour on before we dive into what really causes autism. And some of you might be shocked, but we are going to reveal it here on the Robert Scabell Show. Also, we've updated on Periscope. You can follow me on Twitter and Periscope at RSBell Media. We did a video, a live video feed today on Periscope, as well as Facebook Live. And I want to get Super Don's feedback on the air. I haven't asked him yet because I got to live up to a high expectation from my wonderful, humble, and lovable producer, the Super D. All right? Stick around. RobertScabell.com for all the powerful healing you need on the web and more.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
That's contagious.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We still have time to visit the International Association of Colon Therapists. That's in St. Pete, Florida, and that's going through Saturday. And if you miss it, we've got other upcoming events. Just go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Very easy to see. Scroll down in any of the day's show notes for updates. The Constitution class with Michael Badnarik scheduled for the July 9th, all day, and then outdoor shooting on the Second Amendment on the 10th. Immune System Reboot with RSV at Whitaker's Farm Market, Belleville, Ohio, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's July 22nd, so Friday evening. And then MAHO is the, it's an industry thing for the health food stores. I'm going to be speaking there and broadcasting live from MAHO that weekend in Columbus, Ohio.
MAHO, that sounds like that should be in Hawaii.
Mahalo, that's Mahalo, not MAHO. But yeah, I'll tell them. International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, July 28th through 31st in Orlando. The National Health Freedom Congress, July 31st through August 2nd. I hope to see you there. Folks, health freedom on the line. Make your way there, and we're going to have a special screening of Vaxxed, Polly Tommy, Del Bigtree, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be there as well, receiving special awards. The American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th through 28th in Las Vegas. Homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice, 2016. And Super Don, did I tell you that after the TTAC Natural Health Symposium in Dallas with Ty Bollinger and everybody, 2 weeks later, the end of October, I was invited to speak at an event. Ty Bollinger will be there in Gainesville, Georgia, at the Riverside Military Academy in that area. And guess what? The Harlem Legends are going to be playing basketball, and I might be on the court with them.
The Harlem Legends. Now, is that like the Harlem Globetrotters?
These were some of the guys, the original guys from the Harlem Globetrotters that are still alive.
All right.
And they're not the Harlem Globetrotters officially anymore because now it's a bunch of young guys, but the Harlem Legends.
These are the guys.
Ty Bollinger and I. These are the guys that are still. They'll probably run circles around me.
Guys. And it was really a sad day when Metalwork Lemon died. He was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
He was everybody's favorite, I think. But.
Dude, there were so many amazing memories. We got to see him live in person in Atlanta years ago when they were still playing. And this is so cool. I can't describe. But we'll get that information up for you North Georgians who want to come to that end of October. We'll get that info up. Just keep checking in with us. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. Captain Morgan will keep you up to date on that. Now, before we dive into the vaccine autism story, Super D, how was the updates? We did a Periscope update. We did a Facebook Live update. I wanted your perspective on what's your thoughts. Are we doing it right? Do we need to modify? What's going on?
Are we doing shop talk on the air here?
I want feedback. And maybe it stimulates a listener that watched it, and maybe we get some insight.
I think you're doing good. I think especially in these last two ones that you did, it was cool to see you live there on location. At an event, I think it was really cool, and being able to see the doc. Oh, you know what? That was the first time I've seen, except for videos on the internet, but to see the doc detox like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was just live and there in person and stuff, and with his cool tie and everything.
Just chatting along. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. He's something
and I
else.
Think people like that, and I think the feedback. I've been looking at the feedback on for the Facebook and stuff. People are really liking those, so I think we ought to do those on a daily basis. Yeah.
All right, so folks, follow us on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. You can like us, and you'll get alerted when we do the Facebook Live. Follow me on Periscope, and it's at RS Bell Media, my same handle as for Twitter, and you'll be notified, and you can chime in, ask questions, whatever. We'll see what we can do to do more of those live simulcast or off-the-record things when we're doing these events. So look forward to more of those. So thank you for the feedback. I'll check it out because I haven't seen anything yet. So I'll take your word for it. I know where you live, I think. So all right. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Vaccines don't cause autism. That's kind of a shocker to hear a statement like that in our audience, except there's a comma and there's more to that statement. Vaccines don't cause autism. Pediatricians do. This is a phenomenal article by J.B. Handley.
I get the feeling that this is going along the same lines, using the same type of logic as somebody saying guns don't kill people, people do.
Right. No, I agree. I think this is a very powerful statement, though, because, we've said it. The pediatrician is the, the last stop before that needle goes into the arm, unless a nurse practitioner has authority to do it. But at any point, they could go, you know what? The science doesn't show safety or efficacy. There could be a danger for your kid. We don't know what the risk is, so we're going to err on the side of caution. The precautionary principle, and we're not going to vaccinate this kid. Because there are so many stories, even in Vax the movie, where you'll see a woman talking about the reaction and what happened, and that they still gave the next round of vaccines and the next round. And with J.B. Handley, I mean, his kid that was so devastated from prior vaccination, they say, oh, it's normal. And the next thing you know, they put the next one in, and it's over the top. You lose your child. And it's true. They could have stopped it at any point if they didn't just believe what they were told. And I think this is a problem that goes to the heart, if there is one, of medical education today. Through the entire process, it's about cramming facts, whether they're truly facts or not, into the heads of these young doctors-to-be, and drumming out any independent thought, drumming out any creative imagination, drumming out anybody asking questions about the system that they're being trained to obey and follow orders and just do as they're told, keep their heads down, and whatever the drug companies and vaccine makers and the government agencies say, you just do it without fail, without question. Don't bother reading the inserts. Don't bother actually reading the studies. If a cheerleader comes to visit you in the office with lunch and donuts, take what they say as a biblical truth.
Amen.
Did I stump the band on that one?
I'm sorry.
No, I just, where else do I have a conclusion there? Because J.B. Handley's kid, I mean, what he's saying is right. He said, if my son's pediatrician had been more careful, better informed of warning signs, less closed-minded, and less AAP, Association for American Physicians, or no, American Academy of Pediatrics, party line in his approach to pediatrics, I genuinely believe my son would never have regressed into autism.
Yeah, I mean, what
and
can
you
say?
You look at the video's length, and you're like, dude, you think anybody would say, you know what, that happened after the shot? I think we ought to reconsider the next one. But right. No, oh, it's normal. Give him a Tylenol. By the way, you give them a Tylenol, you stop glutathione production, you damage excretory responses, you damage immune response, you're actually creating a worse scenario. And then saying, yeah, take the shot now that the fever's down. Really? This is what we're dealing with. That's why I say it doesn't take smarts to become a doctor. It takes malleability and ability and willingness to be programmed. If you're highly programmable, you can be very successful through medical school, and you could become a profitable doctor, but not profitable to your spirit, to soul, to that deep connection where you're damaging people, and you could have and should have known better. And you'll wake up one day, and you'll look back, and you'll say, oh, my God, what have I done? And that's what's happening for the physicians that are going to see vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. The ones with a shred of integrity are going in and coming out, some white as a ghost. As we've covered here, we've even interviewed some of these doctors who have said, I can no longer in good conscience vaccinate anyone in my practice because the science is so corrupt. We don't know whether they're safe. We don't know whether they're effective. And these parents are telling the truth when they're seeing their kids regress into autism after the DTaP, after the MMR. This is a very real thing, and it's got to stop. And you doctors can stop it today.
Well, and, you know, I mean, one of the things I know that we've talked about in the past, having a problem with vaccines, there was this thing that they came out with as an alternative to kids getting a vaccine shot. If you remember, they had this thing that they squirted up their nose called a flu mist.
Oh, yes, right. The non-needle
You remember that?
Version.
And there was, yeah. I believe we've talked in the past where some parents, what they would do is they would opt out of the shot. They would select the flu mist, and then after the kid got the flu mist up the nose, they would immediately spray silver up the nose to kill the live virus.
Yeah, Dr. Bitar. Yep.
Right? Yeah, I remember the story. Yeah. And
great.
Yeah, well, we've got some news about the flu mist.
Yeah, it's not good for the flu mist maker.
No, it's
the CDC. Can you believe this? A CDC panel actually acknowledging that a vaccine is not effective?
Whoops.
And I'm thinking there's got to be some competitive issue. Like, you know what? Fewer and fewer people are wanting to take the shot because it's got mercury in it. We've got to curtail that choice because we need all of these kids injected with mercury-laden vaccines. I mean, I'm so cynical now. This is what I almost believe is happening there. Because why would they want to acknowledge that a vaccine that they can profit from doesn't work? Maybe it's just so obvious. The flu mist, which sheds the virus, which can cause the flu, is something that the Cochrane Collaboration, you know, has covered. We've covered the flu shots with the Cochrane Collaboration. Say, basically, these flu shots don't work. Now they're finding that we found no evidence that the spray was effective. According to Joseph Brzee, a flu expert at the CDC, as he told the Associated Press. And are they just being shamed into acknowledging this, or are they going to say, well, the other flu shot works? Do they say, well, actually, they do.
No. They're actually what? Saying that kids do not get the flu mist because it's not effective. It's lost its potency, and they're saying that they need to get the actual injection.
You're right. They do say. They say the traditional flu shot is effective, however, and recommended for everyone age 6 months and older. So, again, I think this is funneling folks into the mercury-laden multi-dose vials of flu vaccine. Because they don't instruct you that if you're going to get a flu shot, you can demand the single-dose, unit-dose vial that doesn't contain as much thimerosal, mercury. Right. Not that either of them are going to work any better, because we have a ways to address the flu. Just like Super Don said, inserting silver into your system, including intranasally, can stop viral replication on contact. But there's so much more to the flu than they get. And there's no pun intended in that. They just don't know. These doctors, they think it's all viral caused. We're here to tell you it's immune suppression, it's gastrointestinal disruption, it's gut microbiome disruption as well. And we've got the tools to prevent it. And it doesn't require an injection, doesn't even require inhaling live viruses. But you won't hear that other than acknowledging that, well, the flu mist doesn't work. But hey, we've got our mercury-laden shots, kids. Go get them.
Yeah, poor AstraZeneca is not happy about this news, but...
Oh, man.
It's not like it's going to put him out of business.
Cry me a flu mist river. All right, folks. You like firefighters? We don't have a lot bad to say about firefighters, do we? No, in fact, one teenage girl, or is it a series of teenage girls, are very happy for firefighters, and it's not because they're enthralled with the calendars that they sometimes put out. No, there's another reason. Has your cat gotten caught up on a windowsill, a ledge, or a treetop? Let's find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Love me, we're a happy family.
Aww.
With a great big hug and a kiss from me,
kiss from me to you.
Won't you say you love me too?
Huh? Oh, aww, man, what a happy, sweet way to end the show. Aww. Thank you, Ben.
All in good mood, feeling all warm and fuzzy now.
Right, and then everybody's going to curse us because we've just set an earworm for their entire night.
Yeah, you're right. That's one.
How dare you? Well, we actually had to come in with Barney. I thought it was a cat in a tree story with the firefighters. It turns out it's Barney the dinosaur stuck on your head story.
Yeah, rescued by a firefighter. You'd be surprised. The number of things that we should get a firefighter on the show sometime just for fun.
Yeah.
Just to hear about all of the things that firefighters do outside of putting out fires.
You know what? We need to go to a firefighter
For just about any emergency that you can imagine, and some things that you would never believe.
Yeah, but you know what? We could talk to Carol Alt and talk about her father and his experience as a firefighter, because her dad was a firefighter.
So check her out
and ask what stories. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Did you go to like a church youth group when you were younger?
Well, yeah, a Jewish youth group, sure.
Okay.
Things like that.
And did they have like the teenagers would get together and they'd like have sleepovers and everybody'd hang out and stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. So here you got these teenage girls that are hanging out. They're having a sleepover at the church, and in the church, they find in one of the back areas of the church a Barney the dinosaur costume. So being teenage girls, of course, what are they going to do? Right? They got a Barney the dinosaur costume. They're going to do. I mean, group of boys, whatever, just to goof around and have fun, right? So this girl, she finds this Barney the dinosaur head that goes with this costume. It's one of those big ones, like a baseball mascot type.
No, it's huge. You got to see the picture.
This head, okay?
Yeah.
And she puts it on her head, and because she's kind of a skinny girl, so she wiggles it down so it goes past her shoulders. And what she was thinking she was going to do is run out there and scare her friends with this big Barney the dinosaur head, right?
Yeah.
Well, She gets this thing wedged down all the way to her elbow. So now she's got these, like, little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, you know, that she can't move. And then she discovers she can't get it off.
It's stuck.
So it's wedged past her shoulders. And they've got video of her friends. Like, one friend is grabbing her legs, and the other one's grabbing the head. And they're trying to pull it off. Out this thing, and she couldn't do it. So they panic. And, I mean, you can imagine. You've got one of these things, and you're confined, and you can't hardly breathe or move, right?
Yeah, that's scary.
So they drive down the street to the local fire station. Now, you got to picture this. Yeah. Here's the firefighter sitting in the fire station. There's a knock on the door, and in comes this person, Barney the dinosaur head, with these little arms waving around going, "Help!"
At least she wasn't stuck in a tree, too, you know?
So, being the firefighters, and they're the big burly guys with the tools and stuff, they found a couple places where they could put little cuts in the fiberglass, which is what it was made of, and they managed to get it off of her. But she was actually confined to this Barney the dinosaur head for about 45 minutes.
He's the jaws of life to get that off.
Yeah.
By the way, she probably needs some arnica and some CBD or magnesium. Hey, you know, just a follow-up to my bike wreck. You know, I did the mountain bike with Liana and my son the other day, and I ate the dirt first thing, you know. And I was a little achy yesterday. I took arnica. Did some stuff. I'm fine. You know, I'm aware of it, but it didn't go where I was afraid it might go if it was a much more severe injury. But I'm recovering fast. I bounced off. I joke with Ty because he's a big guy. He would go right through the ground into an underground cavern. But I just bounced off and slid on the sand. I was okay. A little bruised, but nothing worse for wear. I'm good to go. For those of you who are concerned, I don't know if anybody out there is concerned, but if you are, the vitamin L has been appreciated. Thank you.
Nobody loves me.
Wait, no, Barney the dinosaur said.
I know. We need to play that again there. Come on.
No, folks. We don't. No, we don't. Anyway, Ben, good job on the board tonight at GCN, GCNlive.com, and for the archives, first place it appears before it goes to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast at Epic Times, of course, UK Health Radio, and the new SoundCloud. Go check it out, SoundCloud.com, Robert Scott Bell Show. Look for it. And, of course, iPhones and, you know, Droids, they all carry it. And remember, the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. Like it. Follow us. We'll do some live videos tomorrow as well. And Periscope at RSL Media. Thank you, Super Don. Thanks to Norm Singleton. Thanks to Cheryl Chumley. We should have Jonathan Ebor back next week. Tomorrow, Detox of Friday, the Doc of Detox. We got a veterinarian that's using holistic things to do it. Paul Barricaire will be with us as well. And Freshman Friday with Captain Morgan. Now, organic milkshakes coming up after the show. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.